Classic 92 East Coast Radio.
Jared, thank you for giving us your time this afternoon. We mentioned earlier about our phones and how they are perhaps maybe tracking us, spying on us. You talk about something, you're not even on Google searching for a particular thing. You're actually just having a conversation with someone. Maybe you're looking to buy a new car, or, you know, you are thinking of going to have drinks at this place. And then suddenly you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, and these sponsored ads pop up. So are our phones allowed to be listening to us, tracking us? Is it a thing, or are they actually doing that?
So thanks, Vic. I think, you know, that's a great question. I think firstly, I'd like to prompt you to think broader than just your mobile phone, collecting your data and listening into your conversations. I think to give you an example, I mean, I'm sitting here in front of my Apple phone and my Mac laptop, which are currently linked. My voice assistant and my location settings are on because I sometimes use my GPS. And of course, you know, I watch YouTube almost every day and I search Google. I mean, who doesn't? And I think, you know, to my surprise, when we bought a smart TV a couple of weeks back, we realized that it actually doesn't turn off unless you unplug it from the socket. And of course, you know, that's also linked to my Google Gmail account. So I think, you know, of course, if you are concerned, it's important for you to recognize just how many different kinds of sensors you've allowed into your home that are constantly listening into your conversations.
And sometimes even looking at you, I would assume, if you have a webcam.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, to really answer that question in terms of listening in and tracking everything that we say and do and, you know, whatnot, I think, you know, when you signed up to Facebook, did you read their T's and C's and give your consent to share kind of data across the entire ecosystem? I think that's an important question to ask.
I think no one looks at the T's and C's. I don't.
Absolutely.
No one does.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I know myself. I mean, I just hit the submit button because I find that they're quite laborious and rather difficult to read.
So, I mean, why track us? What isn't it for people who are tracking us? I mean, assuming these are the companies, you know, you mentioned Apple products. Are they tracking us? Who is tracking us? Why are they tracking us? Are they allowed to track us?
So there are a number of tech giants out there. I mean, we know Facebook, Google, Amazon, Apple, but there's a multitude of sensors obviously tracking conversations within devices and, of course, within apps. And that obviously the interconnection of sensors and tracking of conversations are key components for these major tech giants. They essentially use algorithms to then pick up on keywords and conversations to ultimately better personalize your experience from a marketer perspective. And I know, Vic, I mean, you mentioned earlier about kind of talking about lawnmowers yesterday extensively. And I think, you know, if we talk about artificial intelligence, we need to understand the algorithms behind these and how long it takes to learn. So while you may not necessarily see personalized ads in the first couple of days, the more you search, talk about, browse, or even go into a lawnmower store, the more these tech giants know that you're in market for a lawnmower and can obviously better personalize that ad experience for you.
That makes complete sense because the lawnmower ads have not popped up yet. But if I continue and they'll develop an algorithm or they'll find out what my patterns and behavior is. And I'm assuming this is just another way of what's in it for them. It's probably another way for tech giants to monopolize because they sell this information off to people. Are they allowed to do this?
Sell it off? Who knows? I mean, it's really in the T's and C's.
Or rather track us.
But absolutely, I mean, they are allowed to track you as long as you signed up to their T's and C's, depending on whether you read them or not. Like I said, they're quite laborious.
Yeah.
But it's really what's detailed in those that you kind of allow for.
I mean, Jared, you just made it sound so simple and so easy right there. We didn't look at the T's and C's. You signed the T's and C's. You probably signed away your entire life and you're not entirely sure because it was so laborious. Can we stop our devices from listening to us? Is that possible?
Absolutely. I mean, I speak from personal experience, and I'm sure you can relate. When you get a new smart device or you download an app, you want to have it up and running as quickly as possible. And we all crave that instant gratification. So it's really easy to race through the settings and kind of agree to those various types of data collection or sharing or storage without even thinking about it. So yes, it's definitely possible, but it's not going to be an easy task. You would need to start by looking at all the devices you have in your home, from your smart TVs to your Wi-Fi enabled gaming devices and CCTVs and even your connected doorbell, because it's essentially collecting your data. And while we would expect these devices to be used for the intended purposes, they can sometimes be very much abused.
I get that, yeah. And also just, again, another task people just don't really want to do, like reading the T's and C's. Do you really want to have to go through all your devices and then find out how to stop it from doing this and doing that and like getting your privacy back? And then Jared, finally, I wanted to ask you, as many South Africans may know or may not know, and people listening who are not aware of this, there is an act called the Poppy Act that's coming into effect, and it's about how our information is used and how we as citizens have a right to privacy. Will that affect any of this?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when it comes to these major tech giants, I mean, you know, they are obviously doing as much as they can to remain Poppy compliant. And so, I mean, if you do go and request their T's and C's or look at their privacy policy, they should generally be updated with the detail that you're looking for when it comes to the data that's being collected or shared within the ecosystems or within third parties, if of course they are. But I think, you know, key to you know, whether you want devices to listen in or not is really about, you know, do you want certain apps? Do you want certain devices? If not, you really need to consider kind of, do you want your location data on? Do you want voice-enabled software to be on? Because otherwise you need to disable these kind of things. And of course, you know, if you are moving into that space, it might remind you of kind of living through the 90s again, which unfortunately is a spin-off to disconnecting your data. Yeah. Linkages to the various tech giants out there.
There you have it, head of digital at The Media Shop, Jared Mailer-Lyon. Thank you so much for explaining all of this to us. I'm definitely a lot more enlightened after this conversation.
Fantastic. Thanks, Vic. Go. Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.